is DJ Pekas for Greenlight Radio. I'm here with Tim O'Hara, nicest guy in the business, from the Lillingtons, formerly Stabbed in Back and Brutal Youth. How you doing tonight, Tim?
I am doing well.
Word. So you came up here from New Mexico to see the Good Riddance show. How did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it. Luke and I have been good friends for a while, and I haven't got to see him since I was 17 years old. I am quite old now, so it was a very, very pleasant experience to get to see these guys about 20 years later. So that kind of dates myself, but I'm really glad I got to see him. Tried to see him at Punk Rock Bowling one year, and it didn't work out. The lines were too long, but really was excited for this show, and I'm glad I made the journey.
Yeah, it was a great show. Okay, let's see. So you just joined Brutal Youth. Are you touring, recording? What's going on with your band right now?
Right now, Brutal Youth is heading out to Europe here on next month, the 4th of February. I'm not going to be joining them, though. I'm actually going to be getting married in May, so a Europe trip and a wedding was a little bit much for me, and I don't think the missus would put up with that. So I'm sitting Europe out, and the plan is for us, we're going to be moving out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in September, so I can be closer to the guys. Brutal Youth is out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and it's about a 5-hour drive, so we're going to get to practice a lot more opportunities. But right now, the plan is to market the band a lot this year, get the name out there, record a new album, and shop the new full-length around and see what happens for probably the later half of this year or next year.
So you're moving out there. How does that affect the Lillingtons?
It really doesn't. The way the Lillingtons operates, we used to live close to each other. Cody and Corey were in Newcastle, Wyoming, and I lived in Wright, Wyoming, which was 70 miles away. And every weekend I would drive that 70-mile trip and practice with them. And fast forward to now, we're spread all over. We have a new guitar player, Alex, who lives in New York City. Cody and Corey are still in Newcastle, and I'm right now in Albuquerque. So what we do is we practice our songs on our own, just play along to them on our MP3 players, and then we usually get together a day or two before the show that we're playing and rehearse them and kind of knock the dust off. And so far, it's been working very well. So it's kind of the plan with Brutal Youth until I actually get out to Pittsburgh. I've been practicing all the songs that they've given me to learn, and you know, albeit there comes a tour between now and September that we go on. I would just show up like probably a week before we left on tour and rehearse with them for that week to get everything polished off.
Okay, you answered like 9 of my upcoming questions there. What about the Lillingtons? Will you ever make a new record?
I would say that I really can't comment on. There's been talk of it, and I'm sure the interest is definitely there. The inspiration and stuff, it's kind of like we're all busy with things, and we definitely want to do it. And, it's something that, it's been put out there numerous times, but it's kind of like all of us kind of have to be on the same page, and it's kind of like things like schedules and ideas and things haven't like quite aligned, lined up yet. So I won't put it out of the question just right now. Cody's really busy with Teenage Bottle Rocket, and he's super busy. Those guys built that band from the ground up, and we really want to give Cody his space regarding that. And the last thing you want to do is burn out one of your best friends musically by trying to push them to do more and more. So kind of like let him do his thing with that band. And, when he kind of recovers from it and feels like he can do something else, maybe we can tap into that creativity.
All right. So speaking of your upcoming wedding in Vegas, Elvis impersonator, real deal.
I wish it was a Elvis impersonator. Funny story, my brother and my sister, both of them have been married in Vegas. They got married a day apart from each other. My sister did the real wedding, and my brother did the Elvis impersonator wedding. And both of them are still married. And, you know, I kind of figured, like, since they did it, you know, it'd be fun. Vegas holds a lot of special memories for Lori and I. So we are going to get married 2 days before Punk Rock Bowling in May. And we're actually doing a real wedding. We're having it at the Venetian.
Ooh, high class, high class. How would you say your time is divided between the bands?
You know, I love both of them and stuff. When Patty and I talk on the phone, I told him I want to be a full member. I'm not a fill-in drummer. I'm not a touring member. I want to be a full member. I really love that band. They played right before Lillington's at Pooza Fest, and it's the first band in a long time that has caught my attention, that I just happened to be in the room, and when they started playing, I turned my head and went, wow, these guys are really, really good. And I actually went and bought the record afterwards, bought their merch and stuff, and we kept in contact. Lillington's is also a very, very important part of my life. So with Lillington's only, you know, normally doing about 2 shows a year is what it's been so far. You know, and those are fly-ins. We're not driving anywhere. We're being flown in to do these shows. I don't see either band, like, running into each other. You know, it's just one of those things where I know where this is happening with band A and make sure that doesn't interfere with band B and vice versa. Just keeping my schedule straight.
So we were talking earlier, and we were talking about the lack of a punk rock scene in New Mexico. What's the best band out there right now?
I really don't think there is one. I don't know. I would be pretty egotistical of me to say Stabbed in Back was the best band there and stuff. But there's a band called 12 Step Rebels that was a really great rockabilly band, but it's the same deal. They kind of had their heyday years ago, and now they're kind of like doing like one-off reunion shows here and there, and they're pretty good. I know like some of the guys from Stabbed had left and started their own band. I haven't heard anything from them or what's going on with them. So I couldn't tell you whether they're a good band or not. So, I mean, when I'm home, I'm a homebody. I don't pay attention to the local scene and stuff. I've tried to go out to go to shows, and, you know, it's just about 5 people that show up and stuff. So it's kind of depressing. So I know when they say, you know, if you want a good scene, or if you bitch about your scene, you're part of the problem and stuff. But it is hard when you make that effort time and time again, and it's just like 3 people, 5 people, 7 people, whatever. You know, and for me, I travel about an hour from my house to downtown to see a show. So it's hard to make it out to do those support every single show.
Burn, New Mexico. All right, so you did a successful Kickstarter campaign with Stabbed in Back, and it was very successful. You met your goal. Would you use crowdsourcing again? Was it a pleasant experience? Was it worth it?
You know, I don't think anybody, any band or anybody likes to use crowdsourcing as a means to pay for their album. I think everybody wants to pay for their albums on their own. In all honesty, in our band, we had, you know, we didn't have all the pistons firing, so not everybody was contributing equally to what the band was doing. It was a lot of times a lot of money coming out of my pocket, and so, you know, at the time, it comes to a point where you just like you can't give anymore. So crowdsourcing was like an option to kind of overcome that obstacle at the time. So I would definitely say if you can pay for yourself, do it. You'll love it more. You'll appreciate it more. You won't have to send out 100 packages to people and sit there for 2 days wrapping up envelopes and records and stuff. But if crowdsourcing is your only option, you know, then do what you need to do to make that happen, to get that record out.
Are there any bands that you haven't toured with in your career yet that you would still like to?
Oh, there's tons. There's shitloads of bands. I'd like to tour with Good Riddance. You know, I like a lot of bands. Dead to Me, Western Addiction, You know, there's a lot of bands I think would go really over really well with Brutal Youth, you know. Lillington's, you know, a Queers or Mass Intruder tour would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, or even seeing a Teenage Bottle Rocket Lillington's tour would be pretty insane. You know, I think a lot of people would pay a lot of money to see that. So there definitely is. There's always new bands coming around. There's always bands that we get turned on to that you're like, I definitely would like, I think that would be a fun tour to be on tour with that band.
Lillington's Teenage Bottle Rocket would be like the best show ever. What have you been listening to lately?
Oh, man, I've been listening to a lot of Brutal Youth. The new record comes out on Paper and Plastic February 24th. Heading to Europe next month. So there's a lot of stuff happening for the band, and right now I'm just focusing on hearing the songs that I'm going to be playing enough where it becomes second nature for me so I can break down the songs and learn them on drums and everything. I've been practicing, like, in our house. Neighbors are really close to us, so I have an electric drum set and headphones, so I don't have to play my acoustic drums, but allows me to kind of run through the songs a lot. Got off the top of my head, on our way up here, we're listening to None More Black, Kid Dynamite. We're comparing it to, you know, Patty's voice for Middle Youth. We're listening to some metal. We're listening to, like, Black Anvil, Watain, The Devil's Blood. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, a lot of bands that I listen to, like, right now is Dead to Me or New Mexican Disaster Squad is, like, the last bands I've been listening to.
Good shit. And let's see. I saw you took some yoga classes, and you're going veggie again. How you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm old, a little wiser, a little fatter. Lori doesn't like the little fatter part. You know, it's one of those deals where I've kind of, like, got to, you know, had a pretty chaotic lifestyle, touring with the bands and stuff, you know, and I put on a lot of weight. When I got divorced from my first wife, I put on a lot of weight, from depression weight, and I just never ever lost it. And for me, eating was kind of like a source of, like, an escape. You know, some people will hit the bottle, some people will hit drugs and stuff. I hit McDonald's, and so I'm kind of recovering from that. So I hate running, and we're trying to find out something that would allow me to do something that was kind of low impact, but allow me to lose weight, get stretched out, and feel limber again. And so we tried yoga, and I just, like, started doing the yoga. The yoga was a way for me to get stretched out, and I do it 3 times a week, and then I also swim 20 laps a week in a pool. So I'm hoping to be, you know, a little bit skinnier come the wedding. So we'll see what happens.
Fit in your tux, that's rad. Well, keep it up. That's all I've got for you. Any last words or anything you want to say?
No, like I said, want to plug the Brutal Youth record again. Pre-sales are up. Comes out February 24th on Paper and Plastic. They're heading to Europe, so if you're a European fan, you're in Europe, or happen to be in that area, go out and check out the Brutal Youth on tour. And, yeah. And, you know, thank you very much, Jessica, for the interview.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good night. It's DJ Pekus for Green Light Radio with Tim from Brutal Youth. Go check him out.